Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
On Tuesday's programme, our reporter Brian O'Connell brought us the story of 10-year-old Adam Terry, who is waiting on much-needed scoliosis surgery. Adam's heartbreaking situation was yesterday raised in the Dáil during leaders' questions by the Labour Party leader, Alan Kelly.
Dear Taoiseach, I'm from Cork, like you. You know my story well by now. Will you please ensure I get the treatment and aftercare I so desperately need so I can get back to school and play with my friends who I miss so much? I really need your help.
And this is some of what Taoiseach Micheál Martin said in response to Alan Kelly.
The issue of Adam Terry this morning, I don't think it's good enough, quite frankly. I don't think any child should have to wait so long to get vital surgery of this kind. And it is complex surgery, but that is no excuse. I don't think Ormond Street should be the answer. Sometimes it's necessary for children to go to Ormond Street. In my view, it reflects a systemic failure. And I've spoken to the Minister for Health. My office has been in touch with the HSE. I'm not going to give any false dawns today. I just want to see the surgery happen. And I think it needs to happen. And it needs to happen in a very timely manner.
Well, Adam is one of nearly 200 children waiting for scoliosis surgery in this country, so his case is certainly not unique. And to give us an idea of the plight facing those other children and their families, I'm joined on the line by Claire Cahill, who's co-founder of the Scoliosis Advocacy Network. Claire, you're very welcome. And I know your own son, Dara, has scoliosis. He's 12 now, isn't he?
He is, Claire. Dara is 12. And once again, I suppose this January coming, will find himself on a wait list for scoliosis surgery.
So he needs more surgery now.
He does, yes.
And I was saying there that there are nearly 200 other children waiting for scoliosis surgery in this country. What is that picture like in terms of the wait time?
I suppose, Claire, we've seen over the past year an increase in parents contacting us and really, you know, in desperate states because they feel their children have been left languish on waitlists and resulting in, as you heard Adam and Christine speak of, just terrible situations for children missing out on their school, living with pain and upset in the family. And as a group, you know, we've tried to advocate on their behalf and, you know, just to point out, really, that we haven't had any engagement from Stephen Donnelly to date, even though on numerous occasions we've asked him to meet with parents and children. And I think we need to start looking now to our leaders for action at this time.
When it comes to scoliosis, as we heard in Adam's case, the longer the wait time is, the problem progresses, unfortunately, and can lead to lifelong implications for these children.
Absolutely. And I mean, I know firsthand, you know, my son suffered greatly on the waitlist for scoliosis care, and he is just one of many in this country. And, you know, this morning, Claire, there will be children going to school taking pain relief. There will be schools ringing parents today to take their children home from school because they're in pain. And there's children that are living with awful emotional stress and upset. Because I think that's part of this, you know, this ongoing saga that's never really looked at. It's the stress on a family as well and the upset to a child. So as a parent, if you get a date for surgery, you can't even plan for that surgery because anything can go wrong. So even on the morning of surgery, a child can be cancelled. You know, and we've had cases in our group where there's been three cancellations in a row with no date in sight. So it's a horrific experience on parents and children. And we know, Claire, that the longer a child waits for surgery, you know, the greater the risk. We know there's no benefit to waiting. So once a child, you know, it's clinically indicated a child needs surgery, we know that surgery should happen within a timely manner.
And commitments were made, weren't they, a number of years ago when children with scoliosis on waiting lists, when this issue was raised publicly and yourself and a number of parents came out and spoke about it. Commitments were made then to address this. That clearly hasn't happened.
You know, there has been some improvements across the board, let's say, in the development of multidisciplinary teams and you know, additional resources have been added, but it has never really got to the stage where children have timely access to care. And in fact, I feel we're back worse now than ever. We need to see the development of sustainable services for all children. So especially complex children who cannot receive their care in the private system. So oftentimes you see the HSC come back now and say, oh, you know, we'll buy surgeries in the private system. But it's leaving the complex children behind. And I think it's really important to note as well, Claire, that in 2017, the Ombudsman for Children recognised the lack of access to scoliosis care as a children's rights issue. And this is October 21, and we're still fighting our government to vindicate the rights of our children.
And scoliosis surgery is very complex, Claire, isn't it? So if you opt to go abroad or if you're looking at making that decision, it's not a straightforward choice to make.
No, it's not. And especially if it's done, say, as it's parent-led with a cross-border directive, it can be very daunting as a parent, you know, to have to choose a hospital, choose a surgeon. And again, it's, you know, our children, so children who are diagnosed young, so my son was diagnosed age 2, they build up relationships with their surgeon and there's a trust there. And, you know, that's another aspect of it. You know, oftentimes children don't want to travel themselves. It's a very frightening time for them. And they want to be at home with their parents. They want to be at home with their siblings. So it's not the answer for everyone to travel abroad. Definitely, we need to see sustainable services in our public system.
Well, let's hope that this latest spotlight shining on the plight of children with scoliosis leads to some further change. Claire, thank you very much for joining us this morning.